Angelina led a life which required her to fib. "How do you amuse yourself?" a stranger would ask. "I do a little dressmaking," she would reply. "It has not been easy, with all the good men taken by the war." She took pleasure in illicit trysts, in the veils and shadows of secrecy, until one day, this world began to crumble.
"Someone is talking about us,"
he said, standing by the window of the apartment he had chosen for her in the West Village of Georgetown. The late afternoon sun slanted over his head, throwing his high cheekbones and the sharp bridge of his nose into relief, illuminating his thick, corn-colored hair. Angelina was bending over the wet bar, mixing up a Mary Pickford. "Who?" she said, mainly for something to say. She was used to gossip and disapproving glances. People were so jealous, especially other women, even married women. One would think that women who had everything might be willing to help their less fortunate sisters, but that had never been Angelina's experience.
"I don't know."
Something about his voice caught her attention. She came around and handed him his drink.
"You do not know?"
"No."
He sipped without comment. Normally, he would wind one of her curls around his pinky finger, or smile, or make some remark to show that he appreciated what she had made for him. But not today. The back of Angelina's neck stiffened. This was not good. Something was worrying him. Finally, he said,
"A scandal would hurt my wife, and I cannot do that to a good woman."
She stood there silent. If his wife was a good woman, what did that make her? She had known Scott McNair since he was a college student, well before his marriage, when she had been recently widowed with two little girls to support. She had become complicit in satisfying his needs in return for money, jewelry, and clothes in the latest fashions. She expected him to terminate things once he married, but his wife did not like the pleasures of the marriage bed. He put his drink down.
"You do see that, don't you?"
She did not see at all. Why now? Why would a bit of gossip scare him off? She stared up into his face. Was there any way to plead her case? But his face, usually so open, was closed against her.
"I will give you something to cover your expenses for the next several months."
He opened his billfold and dropped a wad of cash onto the mantel. She could not move. She felt like a leaf dropped from a tree, curled up and dead in the frosty air. He went to the hat stand and took his hat.
"Believe me, Angie, if I had any choice."
He hesitated for a long moment, his blue-gray eyes fixed on hers, and then the landlady banged a door downstairs. He fled. She waited for a second. 5 seconds. Then went to the mantel, counting out the money. $500. At least he was generous, but it was not going to last forever. She stuffed it into her bodice, then twitched the drapes aside to survey the street. He was gone. A few days later, Angelina found herself in Shepherd and Riley's bookstore. She needed to get something for Grace, who would be 17 in a few days. She turned the pages of the volume in her hand. Perhaps the awakening was not right for her dreamy daughter. It was expensive, and Angelina had money worries now that Scott had jilted her. She listlessly closed the book, trying not to think about him. As she pushed it back into its place, the hairs on the back of her arm prickled. Was someone watching her? Slowly she turned. He looked like a lover, with thick black hair for caressing and generous lips for kissing. But it was those dark eyes that caught and held, never letting go.
Bellissimo.
He came forward, smiling.
Mrs. Miller?
He took off his elegant Panama, balancing it gently in his long, tapering fingers. Angelina started as she studied his face. No, she had never seen him before.
How do you... Russell, at your service.